You're listening to SBS News.
That is a possibility. You could target the Western Sydney businesses. They can be pretty easily identified. But more importantly, Greg, is that the effects of the shutdown aren't over because you just say, okay, we're open to trade day one. There's still restrictions. There's still the need to refuel these businesses and get them going. The turnover's not there and accessible from day dot. There's still cost to pay. And there's recovery period. They don't go back to 100%, on the first day. It could take months. So now's not the time to be just shutting off the support. It's crucial that we continue to support them throughout this period, and it's going to be a complicated period. Let's not forget that there isn't a real path to how they're going to be operating their businesses beyond the shutdown period. There are so many questions that haven't been answered in terms of how do businesses manage the risk? How do they manage their customers? What are the impacts of going to be on business if they they've had an infection on site? Do they shut down again for another 2 weeks? There's all of these challenges ahead of small business, and government's just been silent on it.
When you look back on those areas in southwest and western Sydney, what do you think the state government could have done that it didn't do? And what should be the priorities now as those vaccination rates go up and the government starts to reopen from October 11?
Well, I mean, the mistake was made in the past. There wasn't quality communication, especially through to all of the ethnic communities. That's where that was flawed from day dot. It was evident by the fact that they hadn't advertised in any of the ethnic media outlets for about 2 or 3 months prior to the shutdown. Now, the argument back then was, that people had been saturated with COVID conversation. Well, there was the threats of Delta were around, and for 2-3 months, ethnic communities were without information. Now, admittedly, they played catch up thereafter, but that's what's let us down. And the word didn't get out quick enough, and as a consequence, people weren't aware of the risks, or were just shocked by this sudden lockdown. Now, what can we do to improve from here on is continue to assist the business community within these areas with the financial support that's required, but continue to support working people who have got reduced hours with the disaster payment. Now, any talk of just switching that off overnight is a formula for disaster.
Some predominantly Labor Party aligned mayors complained a few weeks ago about a lack of access to the Premier, and they finally secured a meeting with her. The Minister for Multiculturalism, Natalie Ward, at the time said that the government's more than willing to meet and listen to community representatives. Is it making good on that promise? And I guess more importantly, is it being proactive in responding to concerns?
Well, that's the issue. It's one thing to meet, and it's one thing to activate all the networks within Western Sydney and the southwestern Sydney. And this is what I'm not convinced they did well enough. I think that I tribute to a lot of the community leaders, though. They've really responded well. A lot of the religious groups have responded well. And the reason we've got such high vaccination rates is because these community leaders should have been engaged with initially, and they've driven the success. They've driven the success, and there's many of them.
So, do you believe those challenges over vaccine hesitancy have now been overcome in southwest and western Sydney, particularly given those high vaccination rates?
Absolutely. I think it's amazing some of the percentiles we're getting from these LGAs. It's at Blacktown way. Some of the best numbers in the state, and that's because these community leaders have really driven it. And then, look, it's about when you have a crisis like this, it's about engaging with everyone, engaging with the mayors, engaging with the local members. It doesn't matter what side of politics they're on. It's all about all of us working through this together. And there was a lack of that. There wasn't a cohesive approach. And I think once they realised that they had to bring everyone on board, that's when we started getting the results.
When you read those reports about people dying at home that didn't even know they had COVID-19, what were your thoughts? And do you think something could have been done to try to prevent that from happening?
Absolutely, Greg. I mean, it was just horrifying just listening to stories like that. And my heart goes out to all the families that have experienced such tragedy. But I think, as I said earlier, it was the lack of communication, the lack of there wasn't true enabling of these community leaders to get out there. And as we've seen, they've been champions, and I take my hat off to each and every one of them. And many of the local members that have been working tirelessly to actually get the word out there, get the vaccination hubs, the testing stations, get them all happening in a very, very short period of time.